Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Bless the
Good
Lord, bless the
evening.
Lord. Evening, evening. Amen. Amen. Yes, it's good to see you all this evening. God has been good, and we continue to bask in his presence. You remember in the garden of Eden, the Lord God would come in the cool of the day and have a reasoning with Adam. Amen. And we want to experience that reasoning with him as we sit in his presence. We want him to come and communicate with us in words that we can understand, in words that actually we can understand in such a way that it will transform our lives for good. So we take it not lightly for an opportunity like this to open the word of the Lord, and he continue to grant us, show us mercy and cause us to understand, because you remember the word of God tells us that Paul plants, Apollos water, but it's God himself who gives the increase. God himself would cause us to understand. So it's another Bible study, the first Bible study for the month of August. And we give God thanks. And we know that we can do nothing of ourselves. And spiritual things are spiritually discerned. And so it's not a second guess or a second or any option. It's not optional that we want to have God here with us in our presence. So he's the one that is going to cause our understanding, remove the veil from our eyes that we can understand his words. Amen. And so as we quiet our spirits in the presence of the Lord, we just want to reflect on his goodness. We just want to reflect on his grace, reflect on his mercy, reflect on it that we could have been otherwise minded. When we look and see people doing all sorts, sometimes it will cause us to get angry at what they're doing. But we must remember too that we were like that once. And God has saved us. And the same God who has saved us, who is the same God yesterday, today, and forever, is able to meet them where they are. That's why he said, do not condemn them or judge them or whatever. Leave the judgment to him. All we do is witness to them, share the word of the Lord with them, pray for them, pray with them. And the Lord will do the rest. He's the one that will draw them by his spirit and change their hearts. You and I can't change their heart. We only can plant and water. But he's the one that is going to change the heart of his people. He's the one that is going to turn it the direction where he wants it to go. And so we are believing in him, knowing that he who had started a good work will see it through to completion. And yes, we just want to welcome you with that. We just want you to have a hope in mind as you come. Just have a hope in mind. Just be at the place where the word of God, the spirit of God can wash you, cleanse you, so that as the word would come, it would fall on good soil. Not a soil that is harboring any stones or any shrubs or whatever plants that will cause it not to grow in what we'd cause it not to grow. Amen. So we
Amen.
want God to cleanse us totally, in totality. Just cause us to just forget about ourselves for just 1 hour. Just forget about ourselves. Just concentrate on him and just worship him, so that as his word would come, it would
Jesus.
transform our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
with that,
Amen.
Let us pray. Let us pray.
Yes.
Eternal God, we want to tell you that we love you.
You, Lord.
We want to tell you, mighty God, that we need you. We want to tell you that we can
You,
do nothing
Jesus.
without you.
Amen.
And so, mighty God, we just lay helpless at the altar,
Thank you,
knowing,
Jesus.
mighty God, that we are nothing without you. And we know too, mighty God, that when you come and dwell in us, then we can do all things through you who give us
Amen.
strength.
Amen.
We are availing ourselves to you, mighty God. We are sitting in your presence where there is fullness of joy. We are at your right and your pleasures forevermore. We are giving ourselves unreservingly unto you. Mighty God, take us and cleanse us. Purify us, mighty God, one more time. Give us, Lord God, the urge to hear your word. Give us the urge to do your word. Give us the urge, mighty God, to be so in tune with you, Lord God, so that we can discern your very presence. We pray, mighty God, that as a word come, it will fall on good soil, that it will cleanse our heart, meet us at the point of our very need. We pray for those that are on their way. We pray, mighty God, that you will hasten their steps in the name of Jesus. We pray against every technical difficulties. We pray
Jesus.
against every tongue ties. In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we pray against every plan, every deceptive plan of Satan.
Ah.
We come against, mighty God, every power cuts, every battery, every phone battery that would discharge itself. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We pray, mighty God, that every calls will be put on hold. In the name of Jesus, we pray, mighty God, for an atmosphere that is conducive to worship to be around us, mighty
Hallelujah.
God. We pray that there will be no distraction, that Lord God, we will be focused, we will be alive, we will be alert. In the name of Jesus, we pray, mighty God, for our presenter this evening. We pray that you will give her, mighty God, hallelujah, heart of gold in your presence, mighty God, that as she would
Yes,
present your word.
God.
Yes, Lord God, as you present your word, it would come forth with power, with clarity. Yes, mighty God, that you will cause us to have a spirit that will receive it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray your covering over her and her household. We
Jesus.
pray, mighty God, that there will be no
Thank you,
backlash as your
Jesus.
word come
Oh,
forth to
God.
mighty God, with that sincerity. We pray, mighty God, that you will provide for her, cover our every need, our every expense.
Hallelujah.
Everything concerning her,
Thank
mighty
you,
God,
Jesus.
we place it under your blood, even now, mighty
Hallelujah.
God. We pray, God, that she will speak with the liberty of the Holy Spirit of God
Jesus.
without fear,
Hallelujah.
without favor, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be accepted in your sight. Lord, we just present her into your hand, envelop her,
Jesus.
mighty God, fold her in your
Oh, God.
hands, we pray. For your glory, Lord God,
Thank you,
we pray, mighty
Jesus.
God, for us, the hearers of the word. We pray, God, that you will cause us, Lord God, to just bask in your presence,
Jesus.
inquiring in your presence, giving you
Hallelujah.
thanks and giving you glory. Mighty God, we praise and we worship you now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. I want to welcome you all. I want to welcome you, really welcome you. I want to
Thank
give
you.
you
Welcome
a
you too.
good God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. And speak the name of Jesus all over you this
Hallelujah.
evening. Amen. Last week we looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
Three.
when we look at
Two.
Apostle Paul writing to the church in Corinth and would use strong words to encourage them and to discipline them at the same time. You know, you would let them know that they are saints, they are Christians, and what they're doing is not right. There was division in the church. And we will continue to that studying further down in the month of August. But tonight we will hear from our own Sister Grant. She started a study, and imperfect people whom God used. And she's looking at, first you look at Rahab, and oh, what a blessing that was. Rahab come from a life of prostitution to a life of living in a palace now, and such a transformation that even Christ himself would come from that lineage.
Amen.
And tonight, and last 2 weeks, I think, we started on Jacob. Sister Grant presented on Jacob being a trickster, being one that be like more like a deceiver, and we see where God would have used him in
And
such
so,
a profound and powerful way. So with Christ in the vessel, we can smile at any storm that come our way, no matter what people would say about us. We can defy all odds when God come and clean us up. Amen. And so tonight we're going to continue to look at Jacob. Amen. And with that, if Sister Grant is ready, I will just turn it over to her now. Sister Grant?
ready.
Bless the Lord.
Good
It's over to you, Sister Grant. Good evening, Sister.
everyone. Good evening. I am so sorry that I had to break last week because of family concerns. So I'm back this week with Jacob, as Brother Everton introduced it. And remember, I told you when we started this study that this character it's very intriguing, and a movie could be made from it. Books have been made. And so I'm going to continue from where Isaac blessed Jacob. That was chapter 27, verses 28 and 29. And Jacob got the blessing from his father, which by right should have been Esau's. When Jacob got the blessing, the full blessing, Esau asked his dad if there wasn't any
In the
blessing that
Bible.
he would have had. Okay, now Esau was, I'm very sorry. Esau was angry with Jacob. And so Jacob's mother packed him off to her brother, Laban. And twofold, he was trying to get away from his brother, but he was also in search of a wife. So we pick up from there. Jacob cunningly received the paternal blessing, which promised prosperity, dominance over his family, and a good living. This blessing was not confined to a specific location, which was Beersheba at the time. So Jacob now packed up and was on his way to his uncle in Padan Aram. Now, chapter 28, verses 10 to 21, we're going to pick up there. So I'm going to ask somebody to read from there.
Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in the place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Read on.
Yes, continue.
Also, Your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I've done what I've spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "Now how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and keep me in his way, that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set up as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you have given me, I will surely give a tenth to you."
Thank you, Sister Lynn.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Lynn. Okay, we have is not random that Jacob chose to rest at that place. The sun set, or the sun was setting, and he chose to rest there. Now, this place was a historical place. Abraham, his grandfather, built an altar there. Genesis chapter 12, verse 8. Genesis 12, verse 8.
Genesis chapter 12 and verse 8. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord.
Amen. So we see it's an historical place. Look at Genesis 13 again, verses 3 and 4.
Genesis 13, verse 3 and
3 and
4.
1.
And he went on his journey from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord.
Lord.
Okay, so
Amen.
we all agree then that it was a historical place. It was a special place, right?
Amen.
And Bethel means house of God.
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Tell. We have a hymn that we use, the O God of Bethel,
By
by whose hand
whose hand?
your
Yes,
people still
so
are
that's
fed,
said.
who to live with,
Amen.
right? So Bethel was a very special place in the Bible. And Jerusalem is not far from Beth and from there. So it was a very historical place. Abraham, the grandfather of Jacob, treated Bethel as a sacred place.
Sacred place.
It was a sacred
Holy,
place.
holy.
So it was not random that Jacob
Jacob.
rested there for the
Yeah.
night.
Yeah, God wanted it to happen.
What a God we
Yes,
serve. What a mighty God
he
we serve.
wanted it to happen.
You see how God unfolding everything now?
Yes.
Then
Amen. Yes.
stopping there now he had this dream. And I don't know if any of you can if this dream reminds you of the people who wanted to build a tower, the Tower of Babel.
Yes, Babel.
Yes, where people were trying to do something for themselves, trying to reach up to God.
God, yes.
And God confounded it.
Confound
Confused
them, confuse them.
Because that was not God's plan. God did
Yes.
not instruct them to do it. Now, as we look back at our story, let the dream. God comes to us in dreams sometimes.
Visions.
Yes. And sometimes it's frivolous, but sometimes they have meanings.
Amen.
So this dream had a meaning. And the ladder, Jacob saw a ladder with angels. Angels are God's servants,
Servants, minister and angel.
ministering servants. And God reached down to mankind by sending angels.
Messengers,
They are God's
messengers,
messengers.
messengers.
So you, Jacob, having this dream that he saw this ladder. A ladder is intended to get to a point. You can't get
Point
there, so you have
and to climb
to
up
reach up to
ladder.
a, right? You want to
Yes,
get into the pantry to get something. You
use a
it
ladder
connects you. It connects you.
to somewhere, some
Yes, to
place.
somewhere or to your right. So this ladder connected mankind to God Almighty.
Amen, amen,
So this is not a frivolous dream. It has deep implication,
amen. Yes.
right? God wants to connect with
Connect
mortal.
yes, to God.
Yes, and so he used celestial beings
Amen.
to help to form that connection. So here, God solidify the blessing that Isaac had made to Jacob. Right? It, because when Sister Lynn read, you heard what was in the dream. Right? So it was just confirming that the blessing belonged to Jacob.
Yes, the covenant was for Jacob.
Yes.
God, here, God confirms it.
Right. There is also something else to pick up and stop me whenever you want to, because it's a Bible study we are doing.
Amen.
So,
Yes.
that ladder, we go back to that ladder.
Yes.
God, you, that ladder depict Jesus Christ himself coming down to mankind.
Amen.
God was at the top. God was
Yes,
at the top of
Jesus.
the ladder.
Yes.
So God had to reach down to mankind
Jesus in bend low,
to
just
bring
low.
them in a relationship with him.
With him.
Yes. The Bible, the theme of the Bible, I don't, some of you might know it. The theme of the Bible is the redemption of mankind.
Amen.
And in every book of the Bible, Old Testament and New
Jesus.
Testament, Jesus is there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
Yes.
because this is, I'm depicting Jesus coming down
To mankind.
to mankind,
Mankind. So
yes,
he's
to lift them up to be in a relationship with Jesus Christ, with
working.
God the Father.
So Jesus is the way, is the bridge between man and God. And we
Amen.
can only reach heaven through God's divine grace, through Jesus Christ. Extend his grace to us.
Right.
Jesus said,
Amen.
I'm the way, the truth, and
The truth
the
and
life.
the life.
No
No
man
man,
can
no
come
man.
to me.
So it's a bridge between man and God.
So this was showing a parallel relationship Is that what it was?
Could you repeat that?
I was saying, is it like a parallel relationship? If
More,
that's what it was
yes.
showing.
Yes. So we can't rush through this. We can't rush through this. We have to take our time.
Amen.
So, yes. We are seeing now that the implication, the ladder, what the ladder will represent.
Yes,
Lead
amen.
us to the Father.
Yes. But seeing the ladder, God reinforced the covenant. That, I mean,
Confirmed.
yes, that Jacob would be blessed.
Yes.
He's blessed.
Yeah, he would be blessed. And it's a blessed place, and blessings flow at Bethel. Because that's where God is.
And then if you go back to the promise, God promised Jacob in the covenant, remember he said that he would give him land.
Yeah, exactly.
He would give him a nation.
And
And he would, and then he blessed him. He gave him a blessing.
God told him that this same place, Bethel, where he is, when he goes to wherever he was going, he's going to come back, and this would be a
Is,
place for him.
yeah. Amen.
It
Yes,
was
he did.
promised to him.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter where he went, he would
He
have
would
to come
come back
back,
to Bethel.
come
Amen.
back to Bethel.
Yes.
Because it's a promise, and God is not slack concerning his
We promise
promises.
you. Amen.
God, we have to remember, just like when we did Rahab, is that God is a covenant God. God made covenant with his people, and
Of
God is
course.
not slack. Anything, anybody
Concerning
break,
him.
anything happen, where it's broken, it has
Yes.
to be on the other side. It's not God.
Yes.
We can trust
Amen.
God at his word.
Amen.
Yes.
We also should notice that God is everywhere.
Everywhere.
So Jacob left Beersheba, going to another place, but he didn't leave God behind him.
God was with him.
Amen. So we're going to learn three words tonight for those who don't know it. God is omnipotent.
Amen.
God is all powerful.
Oh, powerful.
God
All
is omniscient.
Amen.
God knows
All-knowing,
everything,
knowing.
your every thought,
Amen.
everything about us. God knows. You can't hide from God
Can't hide from God.
because
Not
he knows. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow. He know what you did yesterday, today. God
And
is
forever.
omniscient.
Oh, Jesus.
And God is omnipresent.
Amen.
Everywhere, everywhere.
Everywhere.
So we're going to look at Psalm
Amen.
139, verses 1 to 12.
Yes, whither shall I flee from his presence? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you,
139.
Jesus. Psalm 139.
1 to 12.
Jesus.
So we're talking about Jacob, but it's Bible study we are doing. So we're
Amen.
going to look at the what God operates.
Amen.
Yeah.
Whither shall I flee from thy presence? Glory to God.
Psalm
Somebody
one,
read. Yes.
Psalm 139.
Amen.
O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether.
Together.
Thou hast beset me behind and before,
Glory
and
to
laid
God.
thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me.
You're not a TNT.
It is high. I cannot attain unto it. I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If
Glory
I
to God.
go to hell, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee.
Yeah.
So David wrote that.
Yes.
Yes. But so we are to be mindful that we can't hide from God, we can't run from God.
Oh, no.
And it doesn't matter what power and authority anybody might think they have. God is the most powerful
Person and being.
I don't know. Power belongs to God. Let me put it that way. Power belongs to God.
Oh, yes, right.
So as we read this psalm a while ago, we see that we can't hide from God, we can't run from God, because Jacob going away, leaving his brother angry and trying that, I mean, he's going to make life somewhere else.
Somewhere
But
is what God is here.
God was there with him.
Yes.
Anybody who has anything on that? Okay. You remember those who know the story of Jonah? Jonah was
Going
running away from
from
God, you know.
God, yes.
Where was he? In the sea, in the bottom of the sea.
Yeah.
And God was there. If God
One from God.
has a hold on your life, try
Thy
as you
house lie
may,
low. Yes.
God is going to
Going
get
to
you.
meet you. Yes.
Because that's who God is. Okay. Well, what spiritual, we look at the spiritual meaning of the ladder already. So, how did Jacob respond to the vision or to the dream? How did he respond to it? Because when God speaks to us, we have to respond to him. How did Jacob do it?
So Jacob did not trust God.
Afraid.
He never have any faith or trust in God.
He was afraid and he spoke to himself.
Yeah.
And he realized that that place where he was the house of God, the very
Yes.
gates of heaven.
He acknowledged. He
Yes.
acknowledged
Yes,
God's
indeed. I
presence.
know, yes.
He did something.
Yeah,
It
he acknowledged God's presence.
stone that he had for his pillow. He set it up as a pillar and
Right.
poured oil upon it. Oil, that anointing.
A
Put the
99.
oil.
So he
Yes.
acknowledged God and he
Yes.
worshiped God.
Yes. And he called the name of that place Bethel.
Yes.
Revere God.
But Bethel means the house of God, the house
Yes.
of God. And he made a pledge to God. He made
Right.
a pledge to God.
And
But God,
that place before, you know, that
it
place before, let's say the name of it was Luz, which
laws.
means almond tree.
And
Amen.
Jacob went further. He made a pledge to God.
So right there again,
He made a pledge to God, but when I look into it again, when you see the word if, it's condition. So if you look, he was
word if. If.
if it's
If.
condition. So you say, if you do this, so God made the vow, but there he was, God made the covenant, right? He made a vow, say, if you do this to me, I will come back to my father as well. If you give me food. So if you notice he was at a place there, I would say he didn't trust God, although he's saying it, but I think some distrust was there too.
He was not
Right?
sure. Lynette, I think he was not sure.
He was not sure. He was
Was
making
not
a
sure.
deal, right?
Yes, he wasn't
If
sure.
you he said you had to see God do it before me believe.
Yes.
It's something like that. When I read it, I look at it that way too.
If you're going to do all these things for me,
Yes.
if you're going to do all these things for
Please.
me, then he made the
Yes.
vow.
Yes.
But
Like he
Sister
was doubting, God.
Grant, Sister Grant, Sister Lynette, others of them, even when we pray, sometimes
Yes.
they're not sure what the answer will be. Sometimes
Yes.
when we pray, but we're not
Yes.
sure. That's without
So
human nature.
doubt, human nature, yes.
Human nature. We're not sure. But he said, if God
If,
will do that, then I will.
yes, then I
If,
will. The condition I'm looking on there.
yes.
So
Every action deserves a reaction. It brings a
Yes.
reaction. So, Yes. yes, so Jacob's response now is to what he acknowledged God, he worshiped God, he revered God, and now he was making a vow.
Yes.
He
He
said,
even promised God money, say, I'll give you one tenth.
yeah, so he would give a tithe of
Yes,
what
he
he
would pay a
has.
tithe.
No.
I would pay a tithe.
I like verse 22. He said, this stone that I've set up for a pillar shall be God's house. He said, this stone that I set up will be a pillar. And all thou hast given me, all that you give me,
Surely
shall
give
be
a tent.
a tenth, that tenth, that
Okay.
tenth.
So it goes back to where we started off to say Bethel means God house.
House.
Yes. And later on, we're going to find out that Jacob is going to come back to this very place.
Same place, same place.
Going to come right back there.
Right there.
Excuse me, Sister Thelma, which chapter were you quoting verse 22 from? Is it Genesis what?
28.
Genesis
28.
20.
28.
Okay, all right,
The
thank you.
last verse, the last verse. Yes.
And this stone, yes, which I have
This
set up as a pillar,
yes,
shall
is
be God's house.
a
And
witness
yes. And then he promised that he would pay a tithe.
Oh my God. Yes.
No, Jacob reacted to God's promise. How does that relate to us? And it's a number of us on this platform, you know. And we need to talk.
I wish.
How do we relate as individuals to Jacob's action?
I'm just thinking, Sister Grant, that we do the same thing. We try to barter with God and say, if you do this for us, or if you do this for me, I'll do this. I'll give my life to you. I'll do the.
If
And
you do, yes.
so we still do the same bartering today with God, trying to win his favor, because God already promised Jacob and he's still trying to barter and buy his way through, even though God already made the promise. And us as Christian, we already have the promises in the word, but we're still bartering with him and say, if you do this, if you heal me, I will do this.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
Yes.
Yes, Sister Alison, that word if is a big
If,
word. It's a big word.
yes, is a
condition.
bargain. It's a
Yes, a
bargain word, a
bargain.
marketing word.
Yes,
Conditional.
yes. Yeah.
Conditional word.
Yes, but when God does something for us, like what he did for he revealed himself to Jacob, how do we respond to that?
In
Or are
faith,
we going to yield ourselves?
we should be faithful and should continue praising and thanking him. Yes. Sometimes we don't see what is happening, but you give thanks same way. You give thanks, though you don't see it. You don't
Yes.
see it, but you praise. You keep praising.
And we submit
Yes.
ourselves to God,
Yes.
submission, submit to him. Whether I'm late because everything is in his hands.
Right. And
Yeah, and we got to be careful. We got to be careful too, how we make promises to
yes.
God. Because most times when we promise God, we cannot fulfill it. And God says in
Amen.
the word that he takes no pleasure in fools. So it's better
Yes.
you don't make a vow than to make a vow and
Well,
do not keep
before
it.
not to
You
pay.
know, because
Amen.
we can't pay God for what
No.
he's doing for us.
He's doing
Because
for
he
us.
even said in his word that if he was hungry, he wouldn't have told us
What?
because we can't feed him.
Yeah, because everything belonged to him.
Yes.
So I think on this dream now is more, it has a lot of implication. It's not just a dream and you just it's okay, you had a dream. But then are we using that ladder?
To reach up to God.
Are we reaching using that ladder that God has given us?
Oh God, Jesus.
What is the ladder in our case now? What is the ladder? Is
Jesus
it
Christ.
Jesus?
Jesus
Yes,
Christ.
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus Christ is that
God, Jesus and descend to earth and he ascended.
Back to heaven.
Yes.
That new covenant relationship you're talking about, Sister Grant.
Yes. So there we have Jesus is being represented there.
Yes.
Amen.
Because we can't reach up
Jesus.
there
We can't reach there unless we go through
unless we go
Jesus.
through
Through
on that
Jesus.
ladder. We are
Yes.
climbing Jacob's ladder. I am
Amen.
the way, the
Amen.
truth, and the life. So through him,
Yes.
no one cometh unto the Father but by
But
me. Yeah.
yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Jacob realized that, he was still in God's presence and there was nothing that he could do because God
Was in
was with him and God
control,
was going
in
to follow him
control.
wherever he went. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we have about 10 minutes more.
15.
No, about 15, sister.
Okay. So then we look at the spiritual side of it. And let's go on now to Jacob going to his uncle. So the next step, he went to his uncle, and that would be Genesis 29,
Yeah.
15 to 30. Can I hear Candy?
Fifteen to
15 to 30,
Genesis
20, 29, 15 to 30.
15 to 30. Okay. Laban said to him, "Just because you are a relative of mine, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, "I'll work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel." Laban said, "It's better that I give her to you than to some other man. Stay here with me." So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife. My time is completed and I want to make love to her." So Laban brought together all the people of the place and gave a feast. But when evening came, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and Jacob made love to her. And Laban gave his servant Zilpah to his daughter as her attendant. When morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me?" Laban replied, "It is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. Finish this daughter's bridal week, then we will give you the younger one also in return for another 7 years of work." And Jacob did so. He finished the week with Leah, and then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Laban gave his servant Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as her attendant. Jacob made love to Rachel also, and his love for Rachel was greater than his love for Leah, and he worked for Laban another 7 years.
Yes.
Okay. So the trick that is being tricked under the cover of darkness.
Amen.
Goodness.
To cook meat. To cook.
You see what is happening here now?
To cook.
When to cook meat all at work stop.
Yes, all that work stuff. Yes, man.
Who could read this story and don't laugh?
Yes.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
I think Jacob meet his match. His own uncle. His own uncle, so he being a trickster. Never know that you would meet upon such a trick.
Guys,
Not only did he work for 7 years
but
to get
14.
Rachel, but after that 7 years, he got Leah instead of Rachel, and then he had to work
Have to
another
work another
7 years
7 years.
again. So 14 years.
So
It's a family
Laban,
trait.
yes, Laban deceived him, but
Because
he didn't. He cheated his brother same way.
he was a scoundrel too, you know. He was a scoundrel.
Deception.
It was a family trait. It's a
But
family affection.
you realize who sent Jacob to that trickster to learn more tricks? Is it her mother enough?
His
Is
mother
the mother sent him
told
down to Laban or his uncle to learn more
him. To
tricks?
learn more tricks. It's hereditary, man.
The mother was a trickster as well.
What a family. What a family.
Yes.
Yes, man. Yes. Meet up on March.
I really enjoy reading this and doing this endless because it's full of fun.
Lovely,
You know?
lovely, lovely.
Yeah. So he was deceived. Jacob was deceived by his uncle.
Uncle.
Right? Because he himself was a trickster.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the culture was that he wouldn't see the bride.
Until
Right,
yes,
when
until
it would be the veil and all that sort of thing. So he
yes,
would not see his bride.
the yes,
And only to wake up that is a different person you
different
have.
woman,
First,
yes.
different person, my gosh.
Oh, God.
And if you really want the one that you really love, you have to give me another 7 years without
Yes,
pay.
and trick him, oh my Lord. Oh
14
my God.
years.
14 years, plus him lived here sometime. Oh, half time life.
14 years.
Yes.
Okay. So let us look at chapter 30 and verse 35 to 36.
Thirty-five to 36.
Chapter 30. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straighted and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his son. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Lebanon's flock. Read more?
Was it 29, 18 to 30? Was that one? No,
No,
not one. Sorry, 25 to 36. 25
35,
to 36. That was chapter 30.
chapter 30.
25
35.
to 36.
Okay, all right, let me read them. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph.
Joseph.
And that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away that I may go unto my own place and to my country. Give me my wife and my children.
I'm sorry, I'm getting mixed up here. I'm sorry about that, Heather.
It's your thought.
I think we should be at 20, was it 29, 15 to 30? Somebody read that before?
Yeah.
Anyhow, and the part where I wanted us to do is where after Laban tricked him with his wife, he was greedy. Laban was greedy. And so
Yes.
he decided to divide the animals.
The yes.
Yeah, because Jacob was very lucky in livestock rearing.
Animals,
And
yeah.
so Laban tricked Jacob by taking away the healthy, strong and animals and
Sacred
then
and
left him with the
spotted.
weaker ones. Because he was a greedy person. So he promised that he would give some animals to Jacob for his wages, but
Yes.
he deceived him by taking away the better animals in the flock or herd and left him with the
Yes.
weaklings. So we see here that Laban was very greedy. Anybody can find that for me? I think it's
You have to go back, same thing, you go back into same place Heather was reading to get your whole gist,
okay, I'm
25
sorry.
to yes.
Continue then, Heather. Maybe it was my mistake.
Yes, and he said, name me your wages. That is verse 28. Read the same thing, Heather.
I'm
Read
sorry.
it.
Which chapter is that?
30.
30.
30. Give me my wife and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go. For thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, hurry, for I have learned my experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and he will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how perfect thou art with me. For it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is done. It is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord has blessed thee since my coming. And now, when shall I provide for my own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from them all the speckled and spotted cattle and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face, everyone that is thus sickened and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would be might be according to my to thy
Oh,
word.
Lord.
And he removed that day the goats that were ring-traced and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white teeth, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them unto the hand of his hand, of his son. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob. And Jacob said, the rest of Laban's flock.
So Laban was very dishonest. He was greedy and dishonest.
Sister Grant,
Eh?
over the years, I've never understood this part of the scripture. I don't know about animals. I don't understand about the spotted and the speckled. And over the years, I've been with, but I don't understand it. Definitely. Could somebody please explain it for me? Don't understand it.
To be honest, I didn't know that we would get to this far this evening, so I did not actually do a preparation on this part of it, being your specific question.
I wonder if Everton understand about this and this speckled and this spotted and what they did. I don't understand this part at all over the
So,
years.
miss, listen, so is the color of the animals they're talking? Some speckled, some spotted.
I know that, but I don't understand. I just don't understand it. Just don't understand. Just don't understand
What I understand is that Laban took out the stronger animals and left what we would call
feeble,
the
feeble
feeble
animal.
ones. And then now I think Jacob was going to work a trick on him, and that is 37 to 43. Jacob was going to get even with him. Now Jacob going back to his own tricks and tricky ways.
And him
So
know about
in
he
chapter,
know about animals too.
yeah,
Two sisters meet.
Jacob knew a lot about animal rearing.
I
So
don't know.
when his uncle took the better animals from the herd or flock, Jacob knew what to do when the animals were
To jump
pregnant.
on when they went.
He would hold something before them. That's verse, I think it's
Thirty-eight.
verse 37 to 43. Same 30, chapter 30. So he was going to trick his uncle here by using this thing before the animals.
Metadata, yes, the
And when
increase
he did that, no, they would come in a particular color. So he would
then.
claim those for himself.
Weather.
And
This is where.
the flock would increase too.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yes.
the color and maybe the color, because if the uncle sees that all of them are speckled and spotted, he can say Jacob rob him or steal
No,
him,
because yes,
because
because
that was
of
the
color.
bargain.
It
That
was
was
a
the
color
bargain.
distinction. They
Yes,
divide them
yes.
by color. And he had to his own already and send them with his son. But
Yes.
Joseph tricked him.
Yes.
What to do to get them his color.
Yes.
That was very tricky.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm
Amen.
saying that although Jacob kind of met God and all that dream, also he still went back to his
Still having old ways, dog
old ways.
doing tricks. Yes.
Yes. Because he's too trickster now.
Meat, double tricks.
One is trying to
Yes.
outdo the other. They're
So
both trying to outdo each other.
he tried to get even with Laban. Me work for you for 20 odd year. And you want me to leave you empty handed. Say
Empty
no way.
handed.
No way.
No way.
Because I work with you all these years.
Yes.
I am without wages.
But I think Jacob was very clever. He was very clever.
Well,
Yeah, was clever to think of a thing like this.
yes, and took you one, they were easily, you can easily identify the least deserved. Yes.
I think our time is up.
Praise God.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Did we learn anything here from what we have done so far?
Yes, I have learned. I have learned from it, Sister Grant.
We learned three attributes of God. That he is
Omnipresent,
omnipotent,
omnipotent,
omnipresent,
and
and omniscient.
omniscient.
And
Yes.
that ladder connects us to God.
To God, and the
And
ladder
that's
represents Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
And angels are ministering spirits, and they
Yes.
take our prayers up to God
Up to
as well.
heaven, up to God, yeah. Amen.
And when God does something for us, or God make a promise to us,
Not going to go back on his word.
we're
He's
not,
going
yes,
to,
because God doesn't go
yes,
back on his word, so we have to
on his
believe him, we
word.
have to trust him,
Trust him,
and we are
faithfulness.
to worship God. It doesn't matter where we are.
He's
You leave
there.
your country and come here, don't forget that God is here. Because many people leave their homeland and come here, and they get into the world, the lifestyle, and forget who they are.
So true.
So wherever we are, God is there. He's the
God is
same
there.
God.
Yes, amen. And we cannot run from
And we
God.
can't, right, we can't run
We
from
can't
him.
run from God.
Because wherever you are, he's there, and he will
He's
follow you.
there. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the
Amen.
Lord. Bless the
Amen.
Lord. Yes, we
Thank
thank
you.
Sister Grant for that study, and to unveil the truth of that passage to us. Jacob, one of the things that she mentioned about Jacob was that he was a trickster, and he would have learned from the best. He'd have learned from the best, and the best would have sent him on to the uncle Laban, who was a senior trickster. And both of them
Training
there,
too.
conniving each other and
Yeah.
stuff, and retaliating tricks against each other. We give God thanks for that. Something we can see stuff like that happening in the world today. We see a lot of tricks in, and one of the things that Sister Grant highlighted to us, that Bethel, it means house of God,
God.
and it was a historical place where Abraham treated it as a sacred place. Amen. And
Amen.
also, Sister Grant would have said that angels are God's messengers.
Yes.
Yes. And we know that angels are still around now, ministering. They are ministering.
Ministering
They
angel.
minister to us. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. So, and Sister Grant would have said that, speak about the dream that Jacob had with the ladder, angels descending and ascending on the ladder and stuff, and would place that we still have that ladder, that we still have Jesus, giving us that vertical support to glory and stuff. And yes, and Sister Grant mentioned to us that the theme of the Bible is the redemption of man. Yes, and in every chapter of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, we see Jesus there, our Redeemer. He was prophesied by the prophets in the Old Testament, and every one of them were fulfilled in the New Testament. We see Jesus coming, Jesus crucified, lamb to the slaughter, bled and died. The 39 stripes that he got, the whipping, it represents the 39 major diseases that is on earth today. We have 39, medical research found out that we had 39 major diseases. And for each of those stripes that Jesus bore for us, it represents one sickness. So in total, he got the 39 whipping, and it's for the 39 sickness. So he said, by his stripes we are
We are
healed.
healed.
That is some,
You know,
that is,
so
no.
yes. So by his stripes you are healed. So the 39 lashes that he got represent the 39 disease that is available, 39 sickness. So all your high blood pressure, all your diabetes, all your cancer, everything is in that whipping. By his stripes you are healed.
Amen.
Amen. So in every Sister Grant also mentioned that God is everywhere. He's omnipresent and he knows everything. And he, you know, he can do all things. He can do everything. There's no limit to him. And we
Powerful.
mentioned that, where shall I go from thy presence, O God? He said, the psalmist, he said, if I make my bed in hell, thou art
We are
there.
there.
He said, if I take the wings of the morning and go to the deepest
Good.
part of the sea,
You
even
are
thou,
there.
even there, you are there. So we cannot hide
From
from
God.
God. You know, and we Jacob respond to the dream that he had. We always sing this song in Sunday school, or where places we're climbing, children are climbing Jacob ladder, every rung get higher and higher and higher. You
Yes.
know, yes. And we have mentioned that, oh, the response, oh, Jacob responded to the dream. He acknowledged God's presence. You know, when he made that dream, he said, surely God is in this place, is the house of God, is in Bethel. He had that dream. You know, he worshiped God. He made a pledge to God there as well. And he wanted to make a deal with God. And he even promised to give God money. You know, I don't know if it was his intuition or his ignorance, or I don't know why he would want to trick God. He think his tricks can work. And God also, so he want to give him some tithe. He want to give him a tenth.
Want to
He want to give him a tenth of what he has. And you know, but
you
he,
know.
I don't know if it was a trick, if it was a trick question there, you know, and we'd have had a discussion that some of, even us today, we try to make bargains with God, you know, and we try to say, Sister Alison would have said that sometimes when God, when we ask him God for healing, we would have said that, Lord, if you heal me, I would do this. I would serve you from this day on. I would that, I would this. You know, it's like we want to, when God would do something in our lives, is that like we quickly want to make a promise to God that we're going to do this. And most of the time when we make those promises,
Great.
we fail. We don't fulfill it. And we'd have mentioned that God said in his world that word that he takes no pleasure in fools. So if you make a vow, don't wait to fulfill it. Make fulfill your vow, whatever vow you make. Be a promise keeper, because he said he take no pleasure in fools. You know, Ecclesiastes would have said that, don't be hasty to make it. Was it Ecclesiastes? Somebody help me. Don't be hasty to make a vow in the house of the Lord. You know, better you keep quiet. And we'd have seen in the word of God that he's not slack. God is not slack concerning his promise. I think it's 1 Peter. But as some men call scorn slackness. So we cannot outpromise or out give God. You know, so we have to be careful the promises that we make. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I want to again welcome you all to this our first Bible study for the month of August. And indeed, it's a blessing. We are looking at imperfect people whom God used. Sister Grant is doing that study, imperfect people whom God used. And so far, we have completed Rahab, the prostitute, who turned over a new page. And from that lineage, Jesus came. Amen. Now we're looking at Jacob, and we have not We have some more distance to go in looking at Jacob, right, Sister Grant?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So we'll still be looking at Jacob as and when. I will maybe next week if Sister Grant is available, then. Amen. So as Sister Scott, as Sister Eva would prepare to close out for us. I just want to open the floor if there is anyone that want to say anything about this study, anything, any question that you may have. Maybe we can't answer it this evening, but at least we can prepare to answer it next week. Any concerns, any testimony,
I want
anything that you want to share?
to say that this study tonight was very elevating, and it keeps us on our toes. It was a very good
Amen.
depth, very in-depth study so far. Learning about Jacob, very in-depth. Yes, there's a lot more. There's a lot more about Jacob, but in other studies we'll get that. Thank you very much, Sister Grant. Thank you very much. It was indeed a
Bless the
good
Lord.
to God be the glory. To God be the
Amen.
glory.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Bless the Lord. Anyone else want to share before Sister Eva close out for us? Amen. And I bless God for all the leaders here tonight. I want to make special mention of them, special welcome and special, there's a lot going on behind the scene of on this platform. A lot going on behind the scene. We have leaders. It's not only Brother Scott here, but we have Sister Grant, a part of the leader, is one of our leaders as well. Sister Allison, Sister Lynette, Sister Thelma Scott, Sister Ava Scott, Sister Camille Pierchan. So we have leaders set up in the background. So when you pray, be praying for us. Be praying for the ministry. Be praying, for his continuous growth in God's power being manifested here on this platform. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So with no further ado, I turn over to Sister Ava. Will close out for us.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, everyone. And
Amen.
thank God for tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you with a grateful heart.
Dear Lord.
You are God Almighty, and our ways are not your ways.
Hallelujah.
You are the strong tower of our lives. You create us, or you create each and every one of us in our own image. We adore your mighty work, Lord, and the plans you have for us.
Yes,
You are
Lord.
the only God we know, and we worship you, Lord, for who
Yes,
you
Lord.
are.
Hallelujah.
You are our strong and our you are our strength, Lord, and our salvation, our shield and
Jesus.
hiding place. We cannot do anything without you, Lord. Our lives depends
Oh,
on
God.
you. We look to you, Father, for your direction and guidance as we walk this journey with you.
Yes,
Hold
Lord.
our hands, Lord, and direct us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake.
Yes, God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
I ask of you, mighty God, that if there is anything within me that does not glorify your name, I ask that you remove it even now, Jesus,
Yes,
yes,
God.
and
Mighty
bring me
God.
back to
Yes,
that place
Father
that is
God.
pleasing to you, Lord. We don't have to be perfect to be used by you, Father.
Oh God.
So tonight, I just want to thank you that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we
Yes.
ask for.
Hallelujah.
There is nothing too hard that you cannot do, Father. Lord, I thank you for the closed doors and for teaching us that no is just the step to a bigger and better yes. Thank you,
Yes, mighty
Jesus.
God. Thank you,
Tonight, I want to
Jesus.
thank you, Jesus, for your woman servant, the presenter of your words, who has made
Oh, God.
herself available to be used by you.
Yes,
I
Lord.
pray that there will be no backlash,
Oh,
Father.
Jesus.
Any weapon that form against her will not be able to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. And every tongue that rise up against her in
Oh, God,
judgment shall be
Jesus.
condemned in
Yes,
Jesus'
in
name.
Jesus'
Cover
name.
her from the crown of her head
Yes,
to the
Lord.
very soles of her feet and grant
Hallelujah.
unto her peace, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, mighty
Father, I
God.
pray that you will come. You will continue, Lord, to pour your blessing over this ministry and any
Oh,
other ministry that
Jesus.
are connected to it, Jesus.
Jesus.
Show them favor, mighty God, and ways
Hallelujah.
on how to evangelize and win souls for your kingdom.
Yes,
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord. I pray, mighty God, for each and every one of us here tonight. Any sickness or situation, Lord, that are wearing us down, I place it all at your altar right
Hallelujah.
now
Yes, Lord.
tonight, Father.
Yes,
You
Lord.
know us by name and number, even before we were formed in our mother's womb. I pray that you search each person are tonight, Jesus,
Yes,
and
mighty
cleanse
God.
us from all unrighteousness. Thank you,
Oh,
Lord.
Jesus.
Set us free,
Hallelujah.
mighty God, from all our trouble. Remember
Jesus.
our children, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Remember our grandchildren,
Yes,
our
Lord.
extended family.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord,
Hallelujah.
we cover them with your blood and we
For them,
speak Jesus
Jesus.
over their lives tonight, mighty God.
Jesus.
Protect
Yes,
them
Lord.
from the hands of the enemy. They're going out and they're coming in. Hide them beneath the shadow of your wings, Father. I pray, God,
Oh,
that you light
Jesus.
up every dark area in their lives and
Yes,
show
Jesus.
them the way, Jesus.
Yes,
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Lord, I
Hallelujah.
pray that if there is any unsaved in the midst tonight, Lord, I ask you to wrap your arms around them and tell
Yes,
them
Jesus.
how much you love and cares for them, Lord.
Oh,
I thank you,
Jesus.
mighty God, for the souls even now. And your name be glorified as we are about to be dismissed from this platform. I pray that your presence will dwell in us,
Yes, Lord.
mighty God,
Hallelujah.
among each and everyone, and that we will be rooted and grounded in your words, Father. If there is anything I fail to ask of you, Jesus,
Jesus.
I pray that you will grant it unto us,
Granted,
Father.
mighty God.
I pray that
Hallelujah.
your grace will be with us. Shine
Jesus.
your light upon us, mighty God, and go before us and give us peace. And the people of
Jesus.
God, let us all say amen
Amen.
Amen.
and amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Sister
Thank
Eva.
you, Jesus. Thank
Bless
you,
the
Jesus.
Lord. Bless the
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Sister
Hallelujah.
Eva, for that
Glory to
anointed
God.
prayer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you,
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord
Hallelujah.
bless you and keep you. The Lord
Yes.
make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. The
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
keep us in this beautiful
Oh.
spirit of deliverance for his name's
Hallelujah.
sake and even forevermore.
Amen.
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 Amen. Have a blessed
Amen.
evening,
Amen.
everybody.
Have a good
Have a blessed
night.
week.